distracting as
hell. I wonder if my little tablet thing would work.
I can't use your regular laptop.
So, I could.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day to those that are still in the process of Valentine's Day, and to those of you who are coming to us from the UK and points beyond, I hope that you enjoyed your Valentine's Day. And those of you who did not give it a thought, well, good for you. Because it is a highly commercialized, you know, event on the calendar. And they make people feel so compelled, you know, between the media, you go in stores, and it's hard to know what was real emotion in terms of giving or what was like under duress, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, we're not going to waste much time here getting started.
You can't do it.
What?
You can't waste time.
No, that's right. And we have a lot of calls to get through before we tune in with our Arizona correspondent.
Well,
that would be Lisa and the neighbor.
I got to make her wait an hour.
No, we're not, but we're going to get some of these out of the way, and then we're going to turn to our very own Lisa. All right, so I want to remind everybody, using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. So this is not tarot, not oracle cards, and not any of the other systems that are out there. Personal prophecy realistically stands on its own. All right, and I'm not saying there aren't quite a few different ordinary playing card systems. I'm just saying that I'm partial to this one. It's the only one I've ever used. And I really love how it enables us to get a good look at the future. If we don't like everything we see, we can improve it before we get there. And I love that. Very dynamic aspect to this method. I'm going to have to speak a little slowly as I did last night, because I'm still going through this odyssey over implants failing, and that would be these, not these, right?
Yeah, right? I got the video.
Right, yeah, there. Right. That those. Yeah. Those are not implants, but these are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into quite a challenge. So just bear with me. Also, I'm going to use a 24-card layout for each of your calls. Normally, if we were doing a one-on-one session, say the two of us, I would lay them out many times during your session with me. But for time constraint, I can only do one layout. But you'll get, as Jim will explain, 1 to 2 questions that you can ask. So I'm going to now turn you over to the grand poobah of podcasting. And that would be our very own Jimbo.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody the show is for educational and informational purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks that if you're international, caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you international shout-outs, like we are going to Cho from the UK and Laura to Canada.
And Laura.
That's our two so far, but it won't be the only, probably.
Yeah.
Not likely. Yeah, one never knows. All right, 515-602-9676. I almost said yesterday's number. 515-602-9676. That's the number you call in to get your reading. It's free. Call in. You'll be hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. You'll go in the queue and you'll listen to the show. You hear nothing, got to hear them calling you. Got to hear something. If you call in before the show starts, you'll at least hear music and stuff. But if you ever have silence, then something didn't go right. And if you call in way too early, it still tells you, hey, can't call in until 15 minutes before the show starts. So silence is the only time it's bad is when you're on hold. All right. When we take your call, though, speaking of silence, we after you do a bunch of things for us, legally and safely, if it's okay, if it's permittable, legally and safely. Excuse me. We ask that you, the big one, well, it's big, but it seems the Bluetooth and the speakerphone seems to be a problem. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But we ask that if you can, don't use it. Background sounds, you got to eliminate as much of those as humanly possible, or distance yourself from noises that you can't eliminate. You got washing machine, dishwasher running. Understand, you got to do the laundry, but get away from that damn machine. Multitasking is also a problem. You start running around and stuff. Sometimes you're huffing and puffing. Cell phone signals start going in and out. Yeah. Or you create noises that you don't know you're creating. So perfect world, sit down, relax in a quiet, comfortable room that has great cell phone reception. So that way when your call goes internet, computers, speakers, and all that stuff, the loss of sound quality, and there's going to be some, won't be so bad where we can't understand what you're saying. Messenger folks, we always will try to work you folks in. We know that you typically the international ones mainly, but occasionally we get domestic folks that can't call in for one reason or another. We try to work in some Messenger calls here and there. We can't tell you exactly when. You can't do it early to get in a queue. You just got to be patient. Wait for us to make the announcement. And we make the announcement, you will do an audio or video, your choice, Messenger call to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show, which means you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
So, you must.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. I think we've covered just about everything except the angel card. At the end of Deborah's reading, I will play harps. So that's like a sound of ending, finish. I can blow a horn like if you're at a factory, shoot a gun if it was a sporting event. But you're reading the Deb's, it's over. It's got to end. We can't just keep this back and forth stuff because we've got a big list every night, but especially tonight. So it will end with her, and then I will give you a angel card for the road. And tonight it will be the healing angel cards. We like to rotate the crops. We've got like five decks. I think we're up to five. So we like to rotate the crops. And then we don't even count the rebel cards. That's Friday.
Yeah.
There ain't no angel cards in there, but I'll tell you that. All righty. I will go to color numero uno, which is 630, which is an area code.
Hi.
And we
Hello
know it's not.
There.
Hey, Lily.
Hi. Hi. Put on the phone with us, please.
It's me, Lily.
Lily. Hi, Lily.
Her name is Lily.
I thought about you today.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at what you sent me.
Mm.
It is looking rather legitimate to my eyes, I guess.
Do diligence.
Well,
whatever you're talking about.
Okay. So here's the thing. The thing is I've been going back and forth with YouTube for a couple of weeks because people are using my videos and it's trademark infringement and it's just not right. Like, I have a trademark for a reason and you can't just duplicate my work. And so you have to go through special channels. If somebody is infringing on your copyright, you have to report it. You have to ask them to take it down and things like that. So I've been going back and forth with YouTube for a couple of weeks. Then what ends up happening is now people are, like, somebody went into my prescriptions at Walgreens and was posting it on Twitter, and it's just, they started, like, this hate campaign, and it's going too far.
Oh, my God.
And so I went to the police station today because I had to file a report because Walgreens asked me to do that. And then I had to put all of my stuff on lockdown. So that person that sent me the offer for the interview has my email address and can contact me that way. But it was kind of like the Valentine's Day. Oh, happy Valentine's Day to you and Jimbo.
And
same to
also.
You and to all those out there in the internet world. Okay.
Yes. Go on now.
So it's like the Valentine's Day massacre where I had to, like, dismantle and lock down all of my social media because the officer who did my report was, like, going to contact the maybe he said he was going to contact the field agent, FBI agent in California, but I don't really know if he's going to. And then also this morning, I filed like a formal complaint with the Copyright Office against YouTube for not removing this content. Not only is it like harassing me, it's
right.
not only just infringing on my rights, but like they're harassing me, and like now it's affecting my career. So is YouTube going to take action against these people or take down the videos? I just don't understand why it has to be escalated to the point of like complete harassment.
Okay, I'll take a look. It sounds outrageous, but then we want to really kind of look at it. Imagine what celebrities go through, and you know, others that are in high profile politics or
sure.
you know, you
yeah.
name it.
Yeah, people. Do you wonder, is anybody picking through your trash?
Because I know the FBI goes through the garbage. So what I do is when I take my garbage out, I never tie it. And I'm in an apartment, so I'm in a dumpster. So I always dump it, like empty it. So if they want to go through the dumpster, they can, but.
Yeah, okay. That's a different ballgame if you're in a dumpster thing. That would draw attention climbing in a dumpster, too. So that's probably not likely happening.
So, right. And, like, I never tie my garbage bags.
Yeah, right.
The FBI goes through the garbage at night and they collect DNA.
Yeah. Why would the FBI want your DNA?
No, I just know it. Oh, because remember the Enron scandal?
Oh, no, I know.
And what happened with...
It is one of their tactics.
Yeah.
You put it in a garbage can.
Enron scandal.
They took
all of the paperwork that was shredded and glued it all back together. So it's like there's no end to what they'll do with whatever they take out of your garbage.
They did that when those hostages were taken. Also, remember what?
That was a movie.
No, but it was.
I don't know that they were actually.
Yes, I followed it back then. They did have those women and children putting all those shredded documents back together.
Okay. Well, that was a long time ago. They have better shredding technology nowadays.
Yes, they are. There's going to be action taken. And it seems to be a woman. That's kind of the, what do you want to call her? The rabble rouser, the culprit. There's a woman here, yes. And she's going to find herself in a wee bit of hot water.
A wee bit.
Yeah. So anyway, I really think though this is a sign for you to keep hard charging forward, because now that this crap, we'll call it, is beginning, now you may as well let it work to your advantage through creating more buzz. This gives you, and I'm looking at this from kind of a, excuse me. It's kind of from a cold and calculating aspect, but you're out in the spotlight now, and you may as well use this as a vehicle to get you, say, on different programs. I mean, I think you could go for some real high visibility from what I see in these cards, like different talk shows. I realize this is last year, that he's going to be broadcasting, but Dr. Phil might want to do a show on the hardball that's played. Excuse me. And I'm just saying, Lily, take this as kind of a gift. All right, I was told when I was it was a big newspaper for the city, and I was told the more negative publicity was still good publicity, and I got a lot. So of bad publicity, I mean, I guess you could call it. Yeah, people didn't like women mainly didn't like what I wrote.
Well, if you're not writing just factual, just the fact stuff, and you're writing any kind of an opinion, there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like your opinion. Always, 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 always.
So I'm just saying to you, boy, this would be a good time to get busy. From what I see in your cards, I think you're going to get a lot of attention. And why shouldn't you?
Okay. Just as long as, okay, so that they are going to, I know who the girl is, and
yeah.
Legal stuff here.
She's coming out as a queen of diamonds. People that are characterized as diamond personalities tend to be those who are very financially driven. They will take an idea and run with it. I mean, I often equate them as being like Leo of the zodiac. So
what does that mean?
Means she's got the characteristics of being a Leo. You know, I have had so
many, Dave, what does that mean?
Well, those who are into astrology, you've already said you don't care for
it. I think 90% of your people here do.
Well, they may have already know.
All right, let's move
but
on
it,
then.
It means a high-profile kind of person. They are very charismatic, tend to be highly materialistic. But, the, you know, each of the signs has pros and cons.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that the lady who was the one that was causing all these issues was going to be,
yeah,
you know, like reprimanded by YouTube.
I think it's going to be even more than that. She's going to definitely get a cease and desist. You know, that's where they tell you.
But YouTube
stop.
Is it social media, so.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, shut her
account
down?
Maybe they'll tighten up their copyright laws or rules is what I meant. Because right as it is, we're able to download and send to other people.
It's free social media, it's just another form.
Yeah, so you're going to probably have to look into that. We have so many people tonight. I can't get into this.
Okay, thank you.
But here we definitely want to hear.
Your healing angel card is not so much healing, probably things that you know and everybody knows. Subject is creative potential. You are by nature infinitively. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I get used to the other cards where they're broken English. Now I want to speak broken English. I will speak like real English now. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you.
I love it
you
for
are
you.
Free to express all your heart's desires.
I think, yes, that you are going to have to step out there and seize that light. And I'd love to see you start making the rounds. You know, I could see you on all kinds, even Good Morning America. And across the pond, they have a lot of shows that I wouldn't be surprised.
But if you choose this path, you're going to have these things. These things are going to continue to happen. That's just
always
the nature of the beast. You choose that road's always going to have these potholes. This one jerk is going to be replaced by another jerk.
So you'll probably have to live a life that's on the down.
You're going to be constantly having to put up a brick wall and constantly having to make phone calls and file reports, but that's just the nature of the beast.
You make the big time. I'll come and be your administrative assistant, Lily.
Every good thing has a bad. That's just life, you know, right?
So take care. Take care, and yes, there will be action to take.
Action.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and enjoy your evening.
Now we shall move on to where we going. Where we going?
Yeah.
I think we're going way out west. We're going to go out to Area Code.
Hang tight, everybody.
Not sure I know this one.
We've got our Arizona correspondent in the wing.
This is 310 out in California. 310.
Oh, okay.
Tokelman.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? Hi.
Good. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing okay, considering. This
what
is Vince calling from New York.
Yeah.
That's right. He's a coast-to-coast guy.
How's life treating you, Vince?
Yeah, you moved up there for the wife, right?
Yeah, I did.
So what's the latest?
Well, I had 3 job interviews last week.
Oh, okay.
And then I had a phone job interview this week, one today actually, and I'm waiting to hear from another company that they're hiring that's perfectly suited for me, called
Great.
Adirondack Beverages. So one job I already heard from, they denied me employment. They said I just wasn't a good fit. But I still have the Boston Beer Company, and then I have a medical company, and I have another chemical company, and I applied for an alcohol beverage company, another one that's hard liquor. So I'm waiting to hear from a couple of them, and the Anaerotic Beverage Company, which makes soft drinks and bottled water and stuff. So I'm just wondering, do you know how long it'll be before I like to see if I can get either the Anaerotic or the beer company, or go back to the job that I was fired from a week ago. So I'm wondering if you do see one of these panning out.
Well, I'm glad you're jumping right on it and getting out there.
Yeah, you're not playing around. That you have a lot of irons in the fire, and that is wise as wise can be. Yes,
oh, it
is.
Really
right.
Is.
Yep, there's no such thing as too many interviews or no.
And Jim also thinks that you should interview even for jobs that you don't want, just for the practice.
Yeah, if you've been out of, like, you've had a job for a while and you haven't done interviews, but if you've, as many interviews as you've done, you don't need any more practice. Now you just need to land the one.
And
right.
So
yeah.
You've also stressed that you can try negotiating.
It is
to get paid.
I mean, it is an interview. It's a two-way street. It is you're also interviewing them, though.
Yeah.
Quite many of us are just want a job so bad that we don't do that because we're worried we might jeopardize and offend. But
yeah,
it doesn't hurt to ask a couple questions. You don't have to get nasty with them, you know. And salary
right.
is not, or salary should always come up if they don't
yeah.
bring it up.
They
All
should.
Right, what do you got?
All right, well, yes, you definitely have some, I'm going to call them nibbles, like you're fishing. You know, when you're out there fishing and you feel a nibble on the line, well, I think you're going to hook a very nice fish in all of this. There's a woman here that is going to, I feel, extend a job offer to you.
Okay.
And it's soon.
Soon is what he would like.
And by the way, welcome, Virgil, and any of you others that are joining us.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, I really think that one thing is your attitude and your state of mind is way better in this reading than you were, you know, in despair when you called us before, and it seeped into your cards. But now I
yeah.
see that you've got like a fire in your belly. You're determined to make this happen, Vincent Virgil. Yeah, no, Vince. And try not to think so negatively about your wife's health situation. I think that it's going to be better than you're expecting. Okay? So,
the right thing's going to turn up.
Oh, it is.
Well, especially somebody that's trying as hard. It is inevitable. Yeah, you're not just going through interviews. You're going, you're doing the right thing. You're going on a blitzkrieg of job finding, and you're not just targeting like crappy ones for just the sake of interviews. You're targeting things you want. Obviously, you got a preference. Like you said, you have your list of preferences.
Also, I think that you are presenting yourself in these interviews in a very positive fashion, where I see they have a good feeling about you.
Sure. And the one that said that you weren't a right fit, well, you know what? That if you're not a right fit, you don't want to get hired by a place if you're not a right fit, because it might have been very uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So that you got to take
right.
that as a positive, not a negative comment. That's actually positive.
And then if you take a job, remember you don't have to be married to it. It's always easier to get a job when you already have
it. Could be a springboard.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a temporary thing to spring you into something better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Jim's going to have a healing card for you.
I am indeed. Alrighty, the subject of your healing angel card is positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
I love it. Love it, Ben.
Yeah. And so do you see the beer company, the Boston Beer Company, do you see them offering me a position?
I would not be surprised.
It might have been hard for her to find out a specific one.
Yeah, but I would not be surprised. For one thing, it's one you really want. So you're putting forth a lot of, manifesting toward that. And that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you're willing to look at what we're doing here in the show. Because, you know, a lot of men have a lot of preconceived notions that this is all, what do they call it, like hooey and voodoo and you do and they do.
Crystal ball. Yeah.
Right.
So just some gypsy stuff. Yeah.
You can use all the help you can get right now.
Yeah, but you're doing everything you can do, and that's all one can do.
So,
you're doing everything you can do.
Yeah.
You can do.
So, Vince, Hank,
and it's funny.
And it's funny
that you should say there's a woman involved because a friend of mine who works at Regeneron, she's trying to get me back in there, so she's trying to help me. It's either I really want the brewery job, or the antibiotic job, or the job that I was just fired from. One of those three, I hope comes through. But at this point, I would take anything as long as it pays well and, substantially well. And because I got to make a living. And it's a good fit for me. That's what my two main concerns are.
Well, you've got angels and the Archangel Michael behind you.
There's Archangel Michael.
He's just there.
You saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are the healing.
He's
got a big dog with him. And he carries a big sword. So I think Cho, who's in our audience, is right that you're going to land something, and it won't be long.
Okay.
So get up there, Vince, and please stay in touch.
You know where to find us.
Yeah, we like hearing from you.
You know where to find
us.
All right, honey.
Yes,
take
I
care.
Do. All right. Thank you
Bye-bye.
Very much.
You know, when he calls, I get very warm vibe off of him that he is truly a survivor. There's a strength about him, but it comes off as very warm to me. Very warm. I like that. All right, let's charge ahead. Nick, another one first.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to talk to her about this when she comes on.
That's fine.
I am. In fact, I am. All right. We're going to 312, Illinois, 312. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing
good, and how are you?
Pretty good. And you are,
My name is Craig.
Hi.
My name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. Have we talked to you before?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear from you.
So you got to catch us up, and what do you got cooking?
Yeah, give us some details so we know, you know, what you're doing.
Okay, right now I'm in the process of filing a complaint against my former employer based on intimidation and retaliation. And,
wow.
It was stemming from a previous working experience. It started well, but things just kind of ended ugly. And I just want to know, how do y'all see that going for me, the whole process?
Okay. Is this looking like it's going to take a legal slant, or is this going to just run up the chain of command of that business, if you know what I'm asking?
Okay.
He's switching around.
Yeah.
So you filed, you're going through the normal workplace process, right? Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
do it. You start there. Always
that
start
is
there.
Where you start, right?
Yeah, unless you're in some kind of like 7-Eleven company or something,
okay.
I mean, they probably have a process.
Now, before I get the cards going, what do you hope for? What is your goal?
A couple of things. Yes. I want a written apology, and I want possible compensation for basically lost opportunity because I pretty much was demoted.
Wow, that's big time when it's demotion. It's one thing to get passed up for a promotion type stuff, but when there's actually a demotion, that's a whole – hopefully they got their ducks in a row, that company, because you better stand by if you do pull something like that.
Did they tell you what they were basing this on, their demotion?
Say that again?
Yeah.
As far as this whole situation, we don't know a lot of the details. Did they in their mind, did they try to justify the demotion, or did they just do it without really saying much?
Well, I try to ask them to justify it because they told me they let me go for budgetary reasons, but we had like a $600,000 surplus, and so there was no reason for the budget to eliminate my position. So they never asked for an explanation. They never gave it.
So they eliminated your position, and you say let go. Were you let go, or do they mean you eliminated your position so you had to take a lower position, but you're still in the company, or are you gone with the
yeah.
company? Okay, yeah, there you go.
I had to take a lower position, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so this was a complaint, right? You filed
it? He wants to file, or okay. he just filed one, right? You just did, or you're in the process?
I'm going to file it by Friday.
It's going to have legs, meaning it's going places. That isn't going to be just, what do they call it, file 13 or something?
No, yes, yeah, okay. And he mentioned a $600,000
yeah.
surplus, so this obviously isn't a Joe's furniture shop, so this is a decent-sized company. So keep going, Deb.
Yeah, and I really feel that you are going to be listened to. You're going to get attention. And it's going to be a great deal of controversy like about this. You'll find yourself having supporters and then the other side, non-supporters. But I think that you are raising a really valid discrepancy in that company where they kind of just jerk people around at will.
And once he formally
yeah.
does that, they have to act upon that. And they're going to have to sit back and talk and say, all right, they're going to have to pull the other players in. They might pull him in too or
yeah.
not. And say, you know, you guys shouldn't have done this. And we have to unscrew this and hook this guy up. Otherwise, he can go outside the company and hammer time with the legal stuff.
Exactly. You are going to be a feared individual because of your ability to, really, I'm trying to think of what's a good way. You know what I mean? Make waves. And when one wave, you make one wave, there's going to be alternate waves. It's like when you toss a pebble into a body of water, the ripple effect. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, it's a big deal. I know in our company, they take they have a hotline. They take stuff very seriously. A, they want to advertise that we have a great, safe work environment and a
yeah.
fair work environment. And B, they don't want to get the snot suit out of them because if you make a lot of money, you can lose a lot of money in a lawsuit. So,
sure.
Yeah.
So, and the one thing I want to leave you with, Craig, is that you are really going to find a sweet spot for yourself. May not be with this company, but it's coming
gotcha.
For you, and it's going to be, just sweet.
I bounced around. So what's the summary of this reading before we give him his angel card? What is
that I wanted him to know he's going to land on his feet.
One way or the other?
Yeah.
One way or the other. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, the healing angel card says positive outcome.
I love it.
The sun is about to burst through the clouds and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
I like that. And Craig, I think you're not just doing this, or you may think you're acting on your own, but actually you are leading. He's like leading.
No, I'm totally in on this now. So I hope you can keep, no matter what happens, I hope you keep us in the loop.
Yeah. Don't forget us. Cause we do get, a sense of being invested.
Yeah. Cause this sounds like a bunch of crap and I want to know how it turns out, and hopefully it turns out for the better.
I do too. So doggone Craig. You go out there and you get them.
You can call us as often as you want. Maybe you don't want to call us as often because you're a busy person. But
when you can,
when
you
call
us.
Anytime you feel have a question or updates or something, feel free. You know our number.
All right.
You got it.
All right.
We're up on that.
Right. Yeah, he's really just the guy that's going places.
Yeah, and it's a big, I say big, but there are some companies that aren't large as far as the number of employees that do a large volume of work financially. So they had a surplus of $600,000 spending on the company. It doesn't mean they have $10 in work. It doesn't necessarily mean that. But when you have that kind of money involved, you better have a crack HR team, and you better have a crack bunch of lawyers that make sure nobody does something wrong because of that cha-ching.
Yeah, and you don't want him walking around feeling burnt because his,
Yep. Yeah. You are 100% right because, like, if I own a furniture refinishing store and I piss an employee off and he wants to sue me, I'll just shut down. It's no big deal and all. But if I, like, Bill Gates at a certain point, he probably had, like, just not that many employees, but he was making some bucks. You don't want nobody suing him because punitive damage are based on what you're making. Ouch.
Well, and besides, it's dirty business when you play with people's lives.
Yeah, and Virgil, I didn't give an international shout-out to the UK. I know you tried. Yours was lame. International shout-out to Virgil from the UK.
Oh, I was lame?
You were like in the middle of a reading.
Jump through the camera and give him a hug?
You got to make it official. Zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, good to have you there.
And they were talking about, because remember, it's a different country.
Yeah.
They said, somebody made a comment about that. It was known in the UK as fire and hire on the worst terms in the UK.
Oh.
And they're soon to make it illegal.
Really?
Fire and hire.
Fire and hire.
Yeah. Kind of like when he lost his position.
Yeah.
It's almost like being fired, but you're not. You're demoted, but it is.
But they're calling
it's essentially
it
saying your position's
cut.
Been eliminated. Here's you have this position. If you want to be in the company, you have to take this other position, which probably had nothing to do with the one we had, but we eliminated that position, yeah. Which he said the fire and hire.
Yeah.
So I got it.
So I'm glad you guys are.
Happy Valentine's Day, Luna.
Oh, Luna, yeah.
Yep.
And all of you, I love your comments because, you know, when we all share, people learn stuff. And I am always open to new, you know, knowledge coming.
Yeah, there's nobody that knows everything. Person that knows everything doesn't know shit. That's what I always say. Yep.
And here we are, folks, at the moment you've all been waiting for.
You guys.
Marsh,
two Valentine Earth Angels.
Oh,
oh man, I tell you, you got me through my virus. My head was spinning like The Exorcist when I was on that virus. I was just upside down, sideways. With emotions, oh Lord!
Sounds great, Lisa. You really
you
do.
Your voice sounds virus-free.
Well, I'm taking an antibiotic. I have to because even Deb said, and it's my experience, it does go into bronchial.
Yeah.
So
you were
thank God for antibiotics.
When you start sounding like a seal, you know, well, I can't even imitate.
Yeah.
But you know.
Creepy.
Stand by, folks. I'm shutting down the scammer. Stand by, folks.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Right.
I'm on it. I have to do it a longer, better way, so I'm on it. Go ahead. Back to
you know, women have the additional problem of developing a yeast infection from antibiotics.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I know.
Tell me about it.
I mean, yeast is a good thing. It makes good for bread, good for beer, but not good for everything. Something
you know what?
I
think of you guys, and I just, well, to bring you up to speed, we spent all day yesterday on our trip yesterday, and prior to that, we spent all day prior, and he was putting me on the phone to his friends that were calling in from where his home state is that he's known for 30 years, and he was telling them, he said, I want you to talk to her and tell her what a good guy I am, that she can trust me, which I thought was really kind of, I don't know, out of left field. I didn't expect anything like that. And then he said, we were dancing and singing in the living room. He was putting together, you know, working on my pottery wheel, and I was getting stuff from the yard sale and setting up shelves, and we were just kind of working together. He kept saying, we're such a good team. And he told me yesterday he loved me twice. He said it twice. And I don't know, Deb, where do you see this going? Because I tell you, we spent all day yesterday together on the trip, and things were going well. We were in the car, and we were laughing, joking. And then we got to our destination, and we ate at a diner, and up until that point, it was we this, we that, we do this, we do that. And then as soon as we get into the diner, and, you know, I thought I was an extrovert, but he is really an extrovert. And so someone, and it was a crunched up seating, and someone started talking to him, and then he started talking to them, and we were, and then we had to move to another table, and only because of logistics. And then we started talking to the people next to us, and he was talking like, I do this, I do that. He wasn't saying we anymore. And so, and then I started in on it, like conversation, making it light and friendly with the other people too. And I just didn't feel good about what was going on at that point. And so then I got up and I said, well, I'm going to head out to the car. We were done, finished. And I told the people it was nice chatting. And he followed me out. He stopped at the bathroom. And I could feel the connection between us was broken. And then we drove to another place where I had to use the John, and he had to buy coffee because it was no public restroom type thing. Yeah. And he was shouting in his big old male voice, which just brings me to my knees. I love that voice. And he shouted across the diner while I was going to the restroom, do you want coffee? And he didn't, he wasn't mean. But then we sat together, and then it came back. The connection came back. And then I thought, I don't know what's going on with this. And then he got a call when we were coming back to town from his gay friend, who he's not into at all, you know, romantically, and his gay friend of me. And so we had a discussion last night about that, the neighbor and I, and we figured stuff out that he could do. And then he ended up telling me he loved me. And then, I don't know, Deb, I'm like up, down, sideways, underneath the chair, on the chair, on the table.
I would be too. And when he's talking all this we stuff, that seems like a perfect opportunity to interject, what are we? We, you know.
You're a lot braver. All my girlfriends say the same thing. I want him to work, you know, I want him to work this out. And I'm filling my dance card up with a lot of my own activities, and I'm just going to do my thing. And if I meet someone, oh, well,
so you
know,
want
but
him,
I kind of feel bad.
You want
I don't
him
want
to
hurt
work,
him.
You want him to work this out. So you're prepared to wait another 20 to 25 years, right?
No, I'm busy with my own stuff out there. You know, I'm out there doing my thing too, socially. So
okay.
I'm not sitting at home twiddling my thumbs. But he is becoming a little, like, he'll say, I say, well, I have to go downtown. He'll say, why are you going downtown? And I'll say, well, I have to pick something up. And then he'll say, when I tell him I'm going to start something new with somebody, a tutorial, he'll say, when is that starting? And then, I don't know. You know, I don't want to be controlled or anything, but I don't know. What do you see, Deb, in the cards?
All right, I've got
people like that, though. Isn't that weird?
What?
Oh, no, just some people actually don't mind that control thing because they were raised that way, right?
Well,
raised in a bad environment, some kids were.
Yeah, but when it starts to get oppressive.
I mean, but she wasn't.
You know, how long are you going to be there? And then where are you going?
Yeah,
and, you know.
I know what you're saying. There's some people that were raised in such a broken environment that they're okay with that. But go ahead.
I think that was a very valid point you just made there, Jim.
But
I'm going to tell
one of
you,
them.
I'm going to tell you, Lisa, and everybody else. If these were my cards right now, and this was a man, what does that mean?
I'd be beating that ass. Go ahead. No. Kicking his ass, not taking any prisoners. I wouldn't be waiting for shit.
Because I've got something really unbelievable to tell you here.
Go ahead.
First of all, and we were doing this last night too, showing the cards. Okay, you got him right here. There he is. And as a face card. And right next to it, Nine of Hearts is the card that is giving, it's the determinator. It's hard to explain. It means that this particular spread is telling us the answer.
And what was that spread? I forgot. I missed it.
This one here.
Yeah, what is that designation right there? What is that significance of that?
This designation is to expect.
Okay.
All right.
I forgot all these things over the years.
This is your Ten of Hearts. So you've got him. He's looking to Lisa. His heart is filled with love. And if these were my cards, I'd know I've got this one sewed up, that this is going to be my boyfriend.
Really? As long as you're okay with being old and wrinkly and maybe on a wheelchair, you're good to go.
You're leaping here to conclusions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll back it up.
Here's the kicker. Only you better not pee your pants because you're going to laugh so hard over this.
Jam a towel on your crotch.
He's so wildly attracted to you, but he can't find an opening.
I'm pretty good at those, you know.
What is that?
It's
mean?
Right here.
Find an opening.
He can't find an opening. He doesn't know how to make the approach.
She has given him 436,000 opportunities, openings, to make that call.
Oh, you know what, Deb?
Life changer. What?
Yeah, you know what? We were on our way back, and before that phone call came in from that guy, and I was saying to him, I said, you know, this is so, I was talking about powers of manifestation. I said, I got my potter wheel. I have my vision board. I said, you know what a vision board is? He said, oh, yeah. And I said, and I got this person I'm going to do a tutorial with. And I said, now all I need is love, and I need love with honesty and integrity. And he said, that's all I need too. He said, that's what I'm looking for too. So there was an opening there.
Well, there is, but I feel his hesitation. He's talking about a complete lifestyle change here. This guy has been like soul searching and, you know, brooding over this, trying to figure out, why am I so entranced with this particular woman? The world is full of women, but this one I can't let go of. He's a deep thinker, and I don't know if you are aware of that, because he really delves deep into his own psyche.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy, yes. Now, a lot of people out there listening, you've gotten a bad impression of him because of how he's, you know, kind of gone from pillar to post.
Have we?
Yeah, you have. And then, when you're dancing with him, is it like close waltzing type dancing?
Oh, we were just freeform dancing and singing songs, and he was playing songs, and he was touching my shirt because I like to bring scissors home to shirts, and I decorate, you know, I cut out. I just kind of designed them with my scissors, and then he talks about how I'm in the car with my scarves, and then he looks at me in such a way where we stop talking, and he's still smiling and looking at me for, you know, a few seconds, and I just feel like I'm melting, and I don't know.
I'm melting vicariously through you.
I want to push the rewind button here a little bit.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
All I heard her say something about shirt, take home, and scissors. What was that? What in the flying hell was all this?
Jimbo's going to know so much about me because he really, incoming Jimbo, he's got to examine everything with a magnifying glass, and that's okay. So
yeah.
What I do,
what
is I think some of the T-shirts are a little plain. And so I get these little pinking shears, and I just make a fringe, or I do this, or I do that with them. You know, nothing huge. and some of the fringe, when I wash the shirt, it becomes more fringy. And so he was touching that, and he says, oh, look what you have in your shirt. That's how he was talking to me, like I was a kitty cat.
Oh, well, that's why I'm telling you, he can't find the opening. And, of course, there's a fear of rejection here, too. This, you know, and that fear often runs very deep from childhood, from being a child, you know.
Myself and all the Facebook fans are dying every time she says he can't find the opening.
The opening for him to make the gesture.
We know what you mean, but every time you say that,
I'm not doing it.
There's like three or four of us are just like rolling here in Facebook because we're like, there's a lot of suggestions we're making if you can't find the opening, the bottom line. And she knows what we're talking about.
Let's have a tear gun.
He knows the deal. And ain't no Archangel going
to
help you find that opening. Let me tell you that. Archangel Michael, you can point to that opening, baby doll.
X marks the spot. X marks the spot.
That's it.
That's right. Watch out.
When you two hug, is it a full-on body hug or is it a church hug where you stick your butt up?
Where I'm grinding up against him? No.
But it's...
We're not doing that. We haven't done that kind of dancing. We're more like.
Well, here, I'm going to share a move with you. A move.
Oh, no, not another Deb move. Here
no,
we go. Stand by, everybody.
It's not of my creation.
Stand by.
A guy told me and about this. You could use this yourself. If somebody's giving you a hug, make sure that your arms go around his waist. Jim, you could be my training aide. You wanted to stand up in.
Oh, hell no. I want to hear this verbally.
All right.
So I can laugh.
With your hands, which are closer to his bottom. I don't know how to explain that. You just sort of flip his bottom into you. Just like, I don't know how to explain.
What are you talking about?
Well, if I had a doll here, I'd show it.
Talking about like... Two 13-year-olds on their first dance ever, and this is how you make touching?
No, this is, like, very advanced.
Oh, my bad.
Well, you know what? When we were on the phone, when we were on the phone with his buddies, you know, of 30 years, two different phone calls and two different buddies of 30 years, I ran my finger because he was leaning up against the kitchen doorway, and I was too. And he had the phone up so the three of us could talk. And I ran my finger along his neck, the back of his neck, as we were talking. And I told his friend, I said, I'm planning on doing such and such with him, you know, like taking him to a particular place. And, you know, he didn't flinch. You know, he just kind of looked at me to acknowledge what we were talking about.
There's nothing here to indicate that he is going to swing. I don't want to say it because everybody gets on me when I say, I feel this man is turning toward a heterosexual lifestyle. You're proving to be everything he needs. It's right here. I've been at this a long time, people. You know, I'm seeing it. It's just a matter of one of you has got to make a move.
Well,
I don't know what other moves to make. I've ran my finger along his neck.
You put your hand on his ass and tweak it a little.
Unzip his pants and pull his pants down and pop everything in my mouth. You know,
this isn't a 12-year-old. This is not a 12-year-old. This is supposedly an adult male. Regardless of what he's been doing behind closed doors, she doesn't have to lead him like he's like an alien that just come to Earth.
You are so guilty.
Goddamn right I am, because you know what? I'm a man, and he's a man. I don't care about what he's been playing with behind closed doors. Man is a man is a man. At a certain point, he's got to step up.
I've known two guys
that were shy
and kind of they didn't make the move, so the girl makes the move.
Deb.
What?
She's all but frickin' jumped on his head. She's done everything. She's done everything in her God-given woman powers. She has got... I want to give her a gold medal for all the things she's done.
The gold star.
God bless her for everything she's tried to do. She should never hang her head. If this dual self, because she's done everything in her power physically too far.
I really feel
hey,
yeah. Go ahead.
You see, now we've got a dinner date with some other people coming up. That shows it's going to be good too, I bet.
Yes, you're going out with those people.
Look at that. Lily says you should get a gold medal. Leave it on Facebook.
I feel like I need to put a survey up on the page saying, you know, offering people the chance to answer the question. Remember they did this on Saturday Night Live years ago about a lobster. Who wants to – Larry the Lobster.
There's a, you know what? Yeah, there was a lot of times I was in the Navy and missed a lot of good Saturday Night Live.
That's true.
I missed so much.
But survey and say, are Lisa and the neighbor going to, you know, make it?
Oh, and we're not even talking – we're not even commenting on the end result because we don't have the cards. We're just commenting on the current situation right now. That's all we're talking about.
I really think
– We don't have cards. I can't tell you what's going to happen. I just say – Damn, I'm ashamed of him.
Really?
As a man.
Why?
She, the signal she has given is, good Lord Jesus Christ, a deaf, dumb, and blind person would be like, I'm on that. You know? Come on.
Yeah, well.
You have nothing to hang your head on. You have nothing to hang your head. No, you've done everything you can.
I'm going to lead a balanced life. I'm filling my dance card with a lot of activities solo. I'll be flying solo out in public to different events because those are things that I like to do. The events appeal to me, and I'm going on my own, and I'm not letting him know where I'm going. And I'm just and then I'm – whatever happens here, I don't know. I don't know what will happen.
One thing that I would like to say is then neither of you have the right to be jealous of the other person. Now, he doesn't have the right to question what you're doing.
Oh, that's in here too.
And I remember – back when she talked about when they were out and he was stopped and talked to other chicks and stuff on the pathway or whatever, and she got jealous. Neither of you have that right in your current state.
No, we got sidetracked when I was going through what's perceived in your card.
Oh, okay, cool.
Lisa.
All right, what do you got?
Here we've got where I sat down here. He's got nothing but love for her.
Sure.
Okay, and then over here, which this one correlates directly to wherever the Nine of Hearts falls in the layout, it says he's there. The Seven of Clubs is a card of great passion. Sexuality. It can be a romantic dance. It's seduction. Basically like one step at a time, but there's a definite need for gratification in that, if this is not too vague for everybody. But it means that that sexual desire wants to be satisfied. He's feeling like he's failing. He's failed because the guy can't find the opening, sorry to say. And he's jealous of the he's jealous that some other guy is going to get you. And, I mean, Four of Hearts is a jealous, jealous card.
And this is outside my understanding range here.
Well, I know, and maybe it's for all of them, too. It's probably going over their head.
Well, not that. It's the fact not – what you said makes sense, but to me it's like, I am a guy. I don't care what I did in the past. If I am really got some kind of thing going on with a chick and I really believe another guy might get her and I'm jealous, I'm going to take action.
And that's why I feel very, not concerned, but very interested in what his moves are going to be, because he's going to lose out on what could make him happy for the rest of his life.
And maybe it's going to take that one thing to make him make a stand or not make
a stand.
That's
what I said last time. If he finds out Lisa's going out on dates with another guy.
Just something, not even necessarily a date.
It's like that alpha dogness comes out. You know, what alpha dogs do and stuff.
I pee
around the...
He doesn't strike me as an alpha.
You know, but that may rise up in him.
Okay, and you're right. Maybe it's suppressed. I don't know. You're right. After all these years, I'm not a psychologist, so.
Is an alpha dog like proactive? Is that what an alpha dog is?
That's a good question.
An alpha dog, well, in the dog world, an alpha dog is very proactive and wants to be, I am the alpha, I'm leader of the pack, and anybody deviates from that, they put it down. They put it down.
They do.
Oh, that's, he's definitely that then.
That's a dog. No, now, in the dog world, I don't know how that relates to people in the psychological world, but in the actual dog mentality pack, that alpha dog, he doesn't let anybody in 1 second think he's not an alpha dog. If there's any kind of hesitation, it doesn't mean you're going to murder him, but that alpha dog says, I'm the alpha. Don't forget it.
Okay.
Well,
by the way, you had asked about Valentine's Day a few nights ago, and I remember saying that I felt it was going to be very pleasant for the two of you.
And I guess it was.
You're going to really enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously it was pleasant. Might have been some off and on signals, but overall, you had a good time.
Oh, it sounds like it was a great time.
That's all you can ask for.
And then his friends are giving, like, references to you on his character.
Yeah, I missed that at the beginning. That's what I missed at the beginning.
Yeah, he put his friends on the phone with her, or a friend.
He said, tell her. Yeah, he said, do a different friend's call. That he's known for like 30 years each in his home state. And he said, tell her that she can trust me and that I'm a good guy. And then they went on and on and on, and, you know, listing stuff. And then he told me that night by text, and the next morning he said, so-and-so was upset because he didn't actually say goodbye to you in a nice way. It was okay. It was not a big deal. But it was just, I don't know.
Well, Lila really is saying in the Facebook chat, she's saying dogs are wolves. And so...
Well, that's what we were talking about, the alpha dog pack,
right.
Not about this actual sentence.
No,
but
I think the guy is really getting closer and closer. You know, maybe this is the first time he's ever truly felt in love. And he's as tongue-tied and... You know, as you are, tripping over himself. And
sometimes two objects can get closer and closer and closer and never make contact.
Yeah, what's that called?
Well, and I mentioned to him, I said, you know, you're used to being with a lot of guys, but this is the kind of treatment I expect. When we're together and we've been spending some time, I do, you know, you don't run into the house and shut everything down without saying goodbye to me. And so last night when we were getting out of the car, I told him that again. And he said, I love you for good.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, I think he is just sweet.
I think there's a certain point when something is said, you got to call it out right there and say, what does that mean?
You should.
Say, wait a damn second. Love you for good.
No, you know what I need to do when he says that is I tell him, come over here, and then I unzip his pants and pop everything in my mouth.
Well,
that's
I guess he can still keep talking that way, at least, but you can't. But, you know,
he's going to show him how speechless she is.
Yeah, but when you say stuff like that, it's like, come on, don't throw great words like you picked up a poetry book. When you're going to say stuff like that, you got to be able to explain it.
I think he meant forever. I love you forever. We're good.
We shouldn't have to think. She should say, what does that mean?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
And you know what, Deb? I have such dreams lately. They're just so vivid. Like we're in bed together, and of course we're doing the whatever together, you know, not whatever, but we're actually, and it's so detailed and it feels so real. It's so weird. And then he'll make a sound in the laundry room, and I go out and I said, I just woke up. He says, well, I'd like your company out here. And then we get to work on the pottery wheel. And then we spend the whole day together, and the rest is history.
Tell him. Wow, did I just have a dream about you?
Oh, here we go again.
Right to the heart of it.
Yep. Here we go again. She's already done 5,000 things.
And
invent some more.
I wouldn't go for the blow by blow or what do you play by play. I would say to him, boy, if you're any kind of lover like that in real life, I'd probably pass out from.
I would pass out.
And then you could laugh, and you can always say, oh, I'm just kidding.
You know, Deb, you know what's occurring to me? I think we're all getting blue balls from this.
We are. We are.
Because there's been no culmination, no signing on the dotted line, no hitting the finish line. We're all getting blue balls.
My God. Too bad we can't give you some kind of little earwig and we'll tell you what to say.
No, no. You should not be able to do that.
Why?
Because you keep telling her to say the exact thing she's already done in a different way. Deb, she's already done all that shit. She's done it all. You're just trying to say, oh, say it in a different way. She's done everything that this guy needs to respond. And if he doesn't want to respond, he should be called to the man council, and he should surrender his nuts. He should be told to surrender his nutsack and say, I am sorry, sir. You, sir, demonstrated unresponsible. You have a responsibility with that sack of nuts, and you have just demonstrated you do not really use that properly. You must surrender it to the council and turn in your card. Thank you, sir. Oh, Joey, we gotta ignite Joe.
Yep. Yeah, sweet dreams,
you
baby.
You guys are so incredible. You are the Valentine love doctors.
Oh. Well, we're in our element with all of you.
Well, yeah.
You guys do it to us.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Yeah, you seduce us to get dirty. But I like dirty.
And it's not dirty. It's not dirty. Actually, it's light. It's life. It's stuff that happens in life.
It is.
It's real stuff. It's not fiction. It's stuff that happens in life. And it is.
Yeah.
You know what? It's my cup of tea. What can I say? It's my cup of tea.
Hey, you know what? You're on the train now. You've been on this train for a while. You can't jump off. You got to ride this train.
We got to do it.
You have to ride this train to the destination. And if it's a bad destination, you can get off and go on another train. It's not going to be the end of your life if it doesn't work
out.
That's true. Yeah. But if you jump off the train, you'll wonder. If you leave the train, you'll wonder where could it have gone.
People that are having affairs, I say, see this through to a point of completion. You've got to get to that point where you can put a period at the end of that sentence. And not drag all this baggage with you, wondering what might have been.
And some people, it breaks them forever.
Mm-hmm.
They can never have another relationship. They can never, because they always have that, I can't believe I just didn't ride that one thing out that could have been.
Yeah, they browbeat themselves.
Yeah, they dwell on the spilled milk even though they shouldn't.
And you know,
but
I
they
can't,
do. People are people.
I can't go with all these, what do they call them? Like things like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
I wouldn't say once. Everybody can make it. We are humans. We all make one mistake. If you got this guy that says, well, he's always cheating on me. Well, guess what? That is an always
That's
cheater.
That's somebody.
If
you,
he always is,
it's your fault not getting rid of that fault.
And if a guy does it once, it depends on the circumstances, too. And you have to evaluate that.
Yeah.
Right. But this isn't bad. There's no cheating here going on.
No, it was an example.
I understand. Yeah.
And everybody's different. It's like meetings. Are snowflakes. Now we can all decide, hey, this guy is, once you're a homo, you're always a homo. But you know what? The cards could say, no, he isn't. That's been his facade.
Well, that didn't sound
See,
very
that's
political
what I
correct.
Believe, is that he has been fighting out in gayness because it's easy.
Yeah.
There's no threat.
Okay. Which is interesting when you think about it.
Yeah, he said he never loved any of them.
But that doesn't sound very easy. But I guess nowadays it wasn't. But he's not a young person.
No.
20 years ago in his life, that was not an easy lifestyle.
It was not acceptable.
It was
it wasn't.
It was transitioning.
It was barely tolerant.
It depended if you lived in certain places, it was better than other places, right?
Exactly. Now you can be 13 and be transsexual.
Yeah, you can live in the the most intolerable state, but you're going to be protected.
But I believe in this man. I see his heart. I honestly believe, Lisa, the man is desperately in love with you. You two are meant to come together. And by God, I live for the moment I can say, told you so. Told you so.
Yeah.
Yeah. because it's there in the car.
Yeah.
He really needs to be helped.
That's next. All right.
Well, I
yeah.
Here's the help. Say helped. First
guided.
Of all.
You know, if only he.
Why does he have to be guided?
To help him transition.
Why does he have to be helped to transition?
Well,
why do you want to force it?
Because I feel the man really struggles.
Okay. Maybe he does, but...
He's with a beautiful woman. He says all the right things.
Yep.
And then...
Well, you know, he works like a dog for me. I mean, he just... Yeah. He is so focused, and he's like a tornado and whatever I need. And I... you know, I just can't... I don't know. I can't get enough of him, for sure. Not the work thing, but... I just love being in his presence.
Well,
never
I think
tired of that.
You that's never get love. Tired of it, but hey, if that's all you want for the rest of your life, man, that's cool.
Well, where does it all begin? The love begins with what? Attraction?
Okay. And then it usually transforms into something else, which
fascination, I think, comes next.
At a certain, but right now we're obviously stuck in a loop.
And that's why I said I think
the record right now is skipping. The record
this
is skipping.
This is called the blue ball. The blue ball effect. This is called the blue ball loop.
Yes.
Isn't the same thing for women?
Well, we have our own issues.
But it ain't that.
It's congestion. That
whatever.
Hear.
It ain't that. I'm just saying. We got some plumbing
where's
differences.
Where's that doctor when you need him?
But they have all kinds of new contraptions for women that...
Oh, you better get
our, we can get our own.
Then
yeah.
There should be no worries here, then.
Well, I mean, if a guy works you up... blue
I'm just saying, then there's no big deal. Then there's no problem. She can go home and get a water massager or get... Go to the vegetable counter and pick out her favorite cucumber or what? I don't know. Whatever. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, the produce section.
You guys are too funny. You're over the top.
Make sure you always should wash your produce because it could have insecticides and some fertilizer.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure you wash the produce. Use it. Wash the produce before you use it.
Well, like I said, the toys have gotten so sophisticated that the two of you can each have your own toy and just mutually masturbate together.
Really?
Yeah.
I would just assume go out and buy Legos and build a woman.
Lego woman?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would people rip up in the same room and never make contact? Why in God's name on earth would that ever happen?
I love Jimbo's take on all of this. This is so funny.
Why? You are funny.
I would just... funny. I don't know. I would just throw myself off a cliff. All right, anyway, let's do this.
All right, Lisa, here it comes right
and unfortunately, it offers no... the subject is middle path.
She's had this one before.
Well, imagine that, because she's still stuck in the loop. Middle path. Embrace both sides. The middle path is a road to a balanced, more peaceful life. So she's stuck in the loop.
And look at what Lily's doing. I wish you could see this, Lisa. She's been putting up little emojis. Isn't that a sheep? No, it's a woman in a bathtub.
It's a chicken in a bathtub. There's a cactus because of the cactus. Yes, there is.
Yeah, boy, she's... Yeah.
Well, it looks
what
like, or it's a little doggy in the... Might be a little doggy in the bathtub. I don't know.
I don't know.
Some of these emojis, they leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, and you should never look at your dog as a...
No. That's not what that
is. No.
All right. Miss Lisa.
We have to take one more call.
We do, indeed.
Thank you, guys. You've been such a tonic to the soul.
It is
the Chronicles of Lisa.
It's helping us, too.
It is.
And in fact,
it's a long journey and it's not over.
Since we got you on, I have not thought about my pain, my implant issue.
No, now she did because she meant it. She said it.
Oh.
But, you know, we all have our crosses to bear. And mine turned out to be dental. Yes.
Yeah.
So that applies across as the bear, but in other words, you're getting screwed.
It's a good thing I don't have a partner, because there's no way with these dangling implants that I could kiss anybody or perform any sort of therapeutic
favors.
You can, you know what you could do? You could bend down and tie your shoes though, still, couldn't you? Yeah, you could do that.
That's
yeah,
the bonus of being with the woman. We have how many? We have one extra orifice.
We do.
You have that, and then there's other sub orifices.
What is that called when all of them are filled? Isn't that watertight?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's an amazing thing. But I'm just saying, you have three major orifices, and then you have other sub orifices that can be used.
What, like your ear?
The boobies. You get the boobies. You want me to draw? I can draw you a diagram, but I'm just saying,
yeah.
There's other things, you know.
Lisa, since we've been following you and the neighbor, I've had to put a PG rating on the show. Temporarily R because they won't advertise it. But yeah, we are PG.
There's no R. There's no R in today's standards.
Well, they got R on the.
No, I'm just saying, but 30 years ago, this would be R.
But you and.
Today's standard, yeah.
You entertain the hell out of us. God.
Oh, and I'm so addicted to you, too. The two of you are just. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Bottom line, all the back, forth, and talk, we are on Team Lisa.
Yeah.
We want you to be happy.
That's all we want.
And I want you to see this to the end, whatever that end is. You can't stop this. You have to figure it out.
I just
that's
thought
all I
of
say.
The ultimate line for you to say.
Oh,
to
my
him.
God. Here we go. Lifetime Network again.
Lisa, you look at him someday and say, by the way, you've ruined me. And he'll say, what do you mean I've ruined you? You've ruined me for all other men. You know?
It's true.
If I was a guy, I'd be like, how could I have ruined you without sticking you like a pincushion? How could I have ruined you? How could you be ruined?
Like putting your pen in my inkwell.
Yeah. I haven't even broken your bed or your headboard. I haven't broken anything in your
apartment. I know.
You cannot be ruined.
There's a lot more to life than that 6 inches. Do you know that?
Why do you always throw a significant number out there? You're going by the average. Right? He's going by the statistical average. And I don't know if that's an American average or a worldwide average, actually. I don't know.
You look at their hands and their feet.
All that,
and they tell the story.
They say that, but that's actually not a true statement.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I've kind of wondered about that, too, Deb.
Well, the hands.
Because,
you,
I mean, sometimes definitely. It is true, but sometimes it's, like, not true. Sometimes they can have a 9, a size 10.
Rules, yeah.
And bodybuilders have nothing. I don't know what happens to them.
That's
but you know what they say?
What?
They say that you can play. You know, they say what you do in the playground is what counts. It's not only what is there, but, you know, what you do in the playground.
Well, that's very true, isn't it?
You know, and that's what they say. It's what were the old terms? God, I don't even remember anymore. It's not
size that matters.
It's not the size of the tool. It's if you know how to use it properly, right? Yeah, it's like you can have a small needle, but if you do a lot of sewing, you know how to use that needle, you know? There's a lot of euphemisms out there about that. There is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there is.
Let's go back to my older days when people used to talk about all that crap, On when AOL was the only social media out there. That was the only one.
But, and that
the
got
only
dirty.
One. Oh, it was pure dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty.
They had some special ones where they didn't have anything. It was all anything could go on AOL.
And, you know, the other thing is military men travel to distant places where they're going to be exposed to a certain number of exotic practices that they're going to want to come home and have their woman do or man do to them. Like, for instance, the pearl trick in Thailand, that's a big deal. The pearl, string of pearl.
You know, you heard that from somebody that was there 20 to 30 years ago. We don't know what they're doing now.
Yeah.
It might be so weird we don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, I imagine it.
I mean, that I just want to go there and have pad thai. I don't want to go there and do any of that
weird
shit.
Those women can smoke cigarettes with their vaginas. Over
the- oh, I've heard about that.
Oh,
yeah,
say some porn movies. I've seen that. That ain't no big
yeah.
Deal.
Ooh. And I wonder if you can get cancer that way. You know?
Well, first of all, let's talk about a little physio. The vaginas don't have lungs. Let you know. Just let you know there's no lungs there. So.
No, but it's pretty close to the bloodstream.
There is that connection. Yeah. Yep. She offers that. No. Yep. You offer that. That is a true statement.
And
you're right.
They do tell people that are in pregnancy, don't be blowing air in there or anything like that because it can cause an embolism because everything's so open to the bloodstream.
No, I think we should relook at that. I think that's, I'm throwing the BS flag nowadays.
Well, then Virgil.
That was back in the day.
Virgil could easily clear that up. I'm sure he knows everything there is to know about female anatomy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. Well, he's a medical professional.
That doesn't mean he knows that question. That's not a normal question. That's outside the box. That's outside
the
box.
There's
a
limit.
Don't go to speak. It's outside the box.
There's a lot of air getting up in there. Oh, you know.
Let me get bad?
What?
Then what are pussy farts? Because what is that, Deb? You know what that is. Not just you, anybody. That's air getting up there and things go on and it's got to come out. With
it's from the jackhammering.
Well, that's a lot from a lot of things. But bottom line, air is not going to bring an end to a life form. All right.
God, Lisa, you got to call us soon. We'll be, expecting you. Another installment.
Thank you, Mistress Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
Lisa and the,
you are Valentine Earth Angel.
Oh, Earth Angel. And we love
Earth
all
Angel.
Of you so much. We really do. You know, a lot of these people, it's middle of the night for them.
Middle of
us.
The night.
Yeah. That's wonderful. We have one more call to do.
We do indeed, my dear.
All right. So
love you both. Love you both.
Oh, I love you.
And always, all the back and forth banter. We are on team, Lisa.
Yeah, we are.
And I want you to see this to the end. I hope you're right. I pray that you get what you desire.
I want
to
see her.
But if you don't, you still have to ride that train to the end of the station.
Well, it's like Jimbo said. You know, it's like Jimbo said. He wants me to win the lottery. He wants me to become Queen of England. And he wants me to do the dude next door. So we'll see which one of those wishes I get.
All right.
There is a lot of truth in that. Yeah. And, you know, there's only one way to find out is you have to complete this journey, like it or not.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to do it. I would do it. Yeah. I would do it. Sometimes I've been in relationships where like, I don't know where the hell. This is so bizarre. I got to see where it's going. I got to do it.
Yeah. I know.
Even if I might end up dead, I got to see what's going to happen.
Well, I love
a little bit of experience. It's from a guy's point of view, not from a woman's point of view. From a guy's point of view.
I so love her calling us. Thank you so much, Lisa. You really
I
made
love
this.
You both.
Lisa, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yes.
Are you okay when you call in 15 minutes early to wait 45 minutes till we go to you? Are you okay with that?
No problemo. No problemo.
Then with thumbs
that
up.
Okay.
Thank you, because we feel like we should knock out a few readings before.
And
we...
I just felt
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, go for it. No, go
I felt
for
bad.
It. Dude.
Okay, then, all right. I wanted your permission because I felt bad. I felt shame.
No,
so
don't worry.
Go for it. Thank you.
Sir, if you're running late, don't worry about it. We will still get you in.
I actually do have feelings, so I felt bad.
Oh,
nobody ever thinks that.
Nobody
thinks that everybody thinks I'm a hard ass cave man, hate the world. I felt bad though because he called in early.
But if you see him when he's drinking, he's a pussy cat. Yeah.
Make sure you put that in your I believe file. Put that in your I believe. All right. We're rocking and rolling. Thank you so much. We're not just hanging up on Lisa. We never hang up on anybody. We put you back on hold so you can listen to the show.
And you seem to stay.
And we are going to
our own
area code 757. We're going locale here.
Oh,
Hampton Roads, Virginia, locale.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hello.
Oh,
hello,
boy,
both of you.
You have the patience of Job. You waited quite some time.
You did well. Well, thank you for holding. And who are we speaking with?
Yes.
Well, you both spoke with me before. It's been a little while. Vernell from Virginia also.
Vernell,
yes. When was the last time, do you think? How long ago?
I think it was in the fall last year, I think it was.
Ooh, okay. All right. 6 months-ish, 4 or 5, 6 months. All right. Well, what's going on?
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, the last time I spoke with y'all, happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Same to you. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And the last time I spoke with y'all, I was telling y'all about the terrible living situation that I've been going through with my landlord and all, and things seem to have quieted down. But strange things had happened after this year came in. And, of course, this is still the beginning of the year, but a lady went missing on New Year's. I think she was last seen on New Year's Day in the evening around 9:30. And then the next morning or so, on the 3rd, she was found deceased a short distance from me. In this little creek. There's some other apartments that's kind of close to me, but she was supposed to have been living at the street, the next street over, I heard. And another psychic had told me that that someone hit her on the head, and I think the manager said she was found face down in the creek, and she had her slippers on. But he wasn't sure about what happened to her, but a psychic told me that someone had hit her on the head, and that's how she passed. And I'm not sure if that person is still around out here or not.
Are you nervous that man is?
A little, and also someone had took outside my door because I live in the projects, of course. But someone had took my globe and my light from outside my door. And someone had also just moved around the corner, and I couldn't help but wonder if the new tenant might have done it. And I don't know if it's a man or a woman or anything yet. I never seen the person yet because the person just moved there. This situation got me feeling kind of, uneasy right now. And I'm still hoping that a move is going to come up for me and it'll be a much better place.
Okay, good question. And that, I'm sure hoping that it will for you. You can't live in a place that brings you fear.
And there's a lot of that out there. And it sucks. All that information, I think the first thing you should do, I'm glad we don't have any specifics and names and stuff, but I think, and you can do it without anybody knowing, I think the first thing you should do is call the local police.
To tell them what, Jim?
To tell them everything that's going on, everything you know, all your fears. I would just talk to them. If there's nothing else, they'll say, you're good or whatever. I would immediately talk to the local authorities, always.
I'm laying down.
Because that's a lot of stuff going on. You've had a lot of people tell you things, and sometimes people that tell you things should have known things that they told you the cops will know. And when you have fear, they're like, I understand we watch on TV and cops are killing people all the time, but actually they will actually protect you. You see the bad apples on TV, but they're not all bad apples. What do you got, Deb?
What I got for you, hon, is that yes, absolutely, I do feel that you will move to a better place. And I see it coming in the warmer months, the year. And a lot of people don't give up their rentals now or put their house up for sale or look for a house, not put their house up for sale.
Yeah, she was
when
in
it's
project,
cold and our weather has been so up, down, sideways. But when the warmer months come, people start moving around. And that woman, okay, she came up in your cards too. That woman, that man, according to what I'm seeing, he did not mean to kill her, but he has, he's left the area. And he feels terrible. I think they're gonna find him, because like Jim says, sometimes people will say something that turns into a clue. And I'm not sure that you have that clue.
Yeah, right.
But,
typically the hardest people to catch any kind of murder type scene are the serial killers, because they don't have a connection.
Or conscience or anything. Because,
they don't have a connection. If it's any kind of a connection, like an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, current blah, 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 usually the cops can piece that trail together.
This was an ex-boyfriend trying to get back together.
And they can
her.
Eventually, might not be the next day, might not be 2 days, could be weeks, months, 6 months. Eventually, they will make the connection if there's some kind of, if there's a connection to be had.
Did you, this is out to everybody. Did you all know that one of the most dangerous times for, say, a woman is ending a relationship? You know, there are actual statistics out there. I have been really interested because I've been in two abusive relationships.
Yeah.
And if this is a possessive human being, you can really trigger them. So it's important to plan your, you know, and I don't think this woman planned well enough with this guy.
Right. And a lot of people where they live and the people they are around, they don't have a lot of good choices to make. There's not a lot of good guys around sometimes where they live. It depends on the neighborhood you live in. It's just, it just sucks sometimes where your environment only gives you so many good fruit, and the good fruit might not be that good.
Yeah, true. Very good point, Jim. But I want you to know, Arnell, you don't have to worry.
Good.
You have good people around you that I'm seeing right here. Very good people around you. I feel, though, that a move is going to really put your mind at ease. And there will be some new surroundings. So if the pandemic... Go ahead, hon.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
It's your reading. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do y'all know how it's going to start? Like if someone is going to come to me certain things I need to look out to know that is about to start to happen, something. So
is this in regard to moving?
Are you talking about moving
a new love?
No new love. I'm not interested. More about moving. More about moving.
Yeah. You're going to hear about, for instance, I'm wondering, are you in like Newport News? Somewhere on the other side.
Bingo. Newport News.
Okay.
Well, I work there.
Yeah, he works up there. You're going to hear about a new structure being put together that is going to be just perfect for you to get on the list for. But it's going to be like word of mouth. Somebody's going to say something like, hey, have you heard blah, blah, blah? And that will be very good for you. Very good. So you've got great cards, hon. Really. Go ahead.
Is it still in Newport News or in another area altogether?
It'll be up there. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, Newport News, as far as area-wise, that's a giant area.
And there's
Newport
a
News
lot of good areas.
Spread out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of areas that are... Oh my God! And there's a lot of areas that are like over the other side. Like, holy crap! I couldn't afford to live there. And there's a lot of stuff in between.
And there's a lot of changing coming.
There is, and there's a lot of areas that are like they're knocking trees down where nobody thought to build, and they're making new this and making new that.
Yeah.
It's a very big area for a city. Around here in Hampton Roads, our city is usually tiny, so cities in Hampton Roads. But yeah.
Well, thank you, and here's your healing card. And call us more often.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're on a lot.
Can I ask a quick question? Do y'all know if my boyfriend is still around me that passed away back in 2020?
Oh,
yes. You know, I do believe he is, and I'd love for you to call again so we can communicate with him through mediumship.
So it's been a couple of years. Yeah, definitely call back.
Call again. That's fascinating.
You can call every single show if you so desire.
Yeah.
Or whenever you want. You don't have to wait long periods of time to call
back. Yeah, and we can communicate with him as long as he's open to
it. Just try to be early.
Oh, and I'm really sorry you lost your.
Yeah, we feel bad for that. And in the future, it was weird tonight. You got in, but you might want to call earlier. Just to be safe.
Normally we're off the
air. Just to be safe. And then a bunch of people hung up for you, so you moved up to the front row.
Take care, hon. Kate's got a card for you.
Real quick, my dear.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Your healing angel card is Sacred Space. We, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, and rose pink light. Surrender your concerns and worries and enter this sacred space of love and healing.
I think that'll be definitely coming about in your
she's going through some stuff. And
Well, thank you, and please call us again, hon.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for being very patient.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Absolutely. Next time can be as soon as you want.
Okay, bye-bye. And Virgil said something to you, Jim, that you gave good advice.
I always contact the authorities. Anytime any kind of weird hanky thing is going on, people start telling you things about something, call the authorities. Sometimes they know more than they should, and just do it. Protect yourself.
The woman
yourself.
Was in her house slippers.
Yeah, protect yourself.
She wasn't going out for a hike.
And
you know?
Regardless, if somebody, why would somebody start talking about that and all of a sudden they have a lot of facts? And I'd be like, you know, I'm going to call the cops. I need to call the cops. And if somebody took her light bulb out, she was concerned, you call the cops.
Sure.
You call the cops.
All right. Well, I think we should put our block
talkers.
And we
shall do that. We should do so. Thank you, folks.
Block talkers go night-night. This show is over. Say goodbye.
Good night
and have a wonderful week.
We'll
be with you.
We're up on that, dog. Do that.
Oh.